Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
And welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. I'm Ali Selby, and today we truly have an episode for everyone. We'll be talking about five long-term compounders with annual yields ranging from 2 to 6%. And to do that, we're joined by two income experts. We've got Don Hampson from Plato and Neil Margolis from Merlong Capital. Thanks for joining me, gents. First up, we have none other than Macquarie Group. Its share price has lifted more than 29% over the past year and 110% over the past 5 years. Neil, I'll start on you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Look, it's a sell for us. We don't actually think it is really a dividend stock. I mean, they don't even pretend to be there. They have recently reduced their payout ratio. We look over the last 2 years, they've raised $2 billion each year and they've paid out about $2 billion in dividends. So net-net, there's not really a dividend there. But obviously, it's a fantastic company, lots of smart people and a great growing funds management business. So you could get good capital growth, but I think the dividends, they need to raise capital to keep paying dividends, I would feel.
That's a sell case. Don, over to you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Look, we love Macquarie and been a long-term owner of it, but at these prices, I mean, it has had fantastic performance, as you say, over the last 5 years and even last 12 months, but we think it's just too expensive at the moment. So it's a hold for us. We wouldn't be buying it at these levels, but we do think it's a great company. A lot of smart people there that are very incentivized, and it hasn't been such a bad yielder, although it's not fully franked because of a lot of overseas earnings. But at this price, I hold.
Next up, we have NIB Insurance, ticker code NHF. Its share price is up around 59% over the past year. Private health insurance obviously looking a bit more attractive in the middle of a pandemic. Don, I'll stay on you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
For us, it's a hold. It has had very strong performance, but it's looking pretty expensive. And yes, there's some short-term tailwinds in terms of lower claims and things because, funny, we don't seem to be as sick as we normally are, and obviously elective surgery is not happening. So in this funny pandemic, it's strange that it happens. But we think these are somewhat temporary, and at this price, it's a hold from us.
It has an annual yield of around 2% and is set to report on the 23rd of August. Neil, over to you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
It's a buy for us. It's been one of our bigger positions. Actually, the revenue growth leading into COVID was about 8% a year, which might surprise people for a sleepy health insurance stock. So they got a younger cohort of members. They've been gaining market share. We also see that health insurance quite different to other insurance. It's very low risk. Whatever the claims are, they're allowed to pass on at an industry level in premiums. So it's more like an infrastructure stock, and it's a very cheap relative to infrastructure stocks. So we think it's got potential to re-rate on that basis. They still have some small loss-making travel insurance and student insurance businesses, which will eventually contribute to profits again. And as Don said, they got a bit of a windfall during COVID. So we quite like it and think it's much less risky and probably higher growth than people perceive.
Next up, we have Wesfarmers. Who doesn't like Kmart and Bunnings? Its share price has returned around 35% over the past year. Neil, staying on you, is it a buy, hold, or sell?
It's a sell for us. I mean, fantastic business. Bunnings is about 60% of it. It's on about 30 times earnings, which is pretty ritzy, and earnings are up 30% year on year, which is also means they're a little bit inflated. So Bunnings is a brilliant business, but you know, I think it's seen as having zero cyclical risk. Kmart was showing some signs of fatigue leading into COVID, And Officeworks is good, but a bit smaller. So we think it's just too expensive, and I don't think you'll get much capital growth out of it the next couple of years.
Don, it yields around 3% per annum and is well and truly on the M&A train. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Again, a hold from us. It looks expensive. It has had a great run and it's a great business, but we wouldn't be adding to it here, but we do hold it. So it's a hold from us. I mean, they have got some growth opportunities in that they look like they're going to do some M&A into the pharmacy area with API, and so maybe they're going to have do to pharmacies what they've done to Officeworks and home building surprise. So watch that space, I suppose, but it does look pretty expensive, so hold.
Next up, we have a place where I've spent way too much money during lockdown. It's JB Hi-Fi. Its share price is up around 11% over the past 12 months, and it has an annual yield of around 5.5%. Don, I'll stay on you. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
It's a buy from us. It's a great business. It's done fantastically well. Solid dividend yield there. And people sort of say it's benefited from the pandemics, but it's been one of the stocks that has done well in the online space. I mean, everyone thought it was going to get smashed by Amazon, but it's continued to keep on keeping on. So it's a buy from us, although it's a little bit expensive, but still great business, I think.
Neil, a new CEO is about to take over the reins of the business at the end of this month, and it's recently reported that its earnings were up nearly 54% over the past financial year. Is that enough to turn your head? Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Look, it's a sell. It's actually a former CEO of JB Hi-Fi and he's very well regarded. It is a sell. I mean, I agree Amazon was way overhyped and we said that when they arrived in 2016, but I actually think back in the background, Amazon is making steady progress. They're about to open a 200,000 square meter DC. Apple just went live this week. So it's I think it's people are probably too complacent about Amazon, from being too worried about Amazon. And I think JB Hi-Fi, it's partly discounting the high earnings because it's not on a very high multiple, but I just think the earnings have gone up a lot. People have spent a lot there and it'll have a bit of a hangover trying to clear that very high base of earnings and revenue.
And last up, we have Super Retail Group, which is the home of brands such as Rebel and Supercheap Auto and many others as well. Its share price is up around 54% over the past financial year. Neil, staying on you, is it a buy, hold or sell?
That one is a buy for us. The earnings are also a bit inflated like JB Hi-Fi, but it does offer more value and more protection. We also think the categories it's in are more defensive. Auto parts retailing and sports retailing is almost like a staple these days when your kids need new gear. So I almost think the categories are less risky than the ones JB Hi-Fi operates in. They're less prone to Amazon risk and the stock is a bit cheaper. Like it had too much debt. It's always carried too much debt, but now they've managed to repay that debt. So we're actually even expecting to see some decent dividends come out of them as well.
Don, it yields around 4% per annum and it's about to report on August 18th. What do you think investors should expect? Is it a buy, hold or sell?
It's a buy from us. I think it'll be a pretty good result. I mean, they have benefited from COVID with sport, home equipment and boating, camping, fishing is another one of their brands. So they've done very well there. So it's a buy from us because they still look relatively cheap and they've been very good operators. So they're one of our top retailers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buy, Hold, Sell. If you did, remember to give it a like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're adding new content every week.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.